In the course of his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus stated, Matthew chapter 6, verse 23, "If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness?" Matthew Henry, commenting in this 23rd verse, plus the one that follows, observed, "It is sad when the spirit of a man that should be the candle of the Lord is an ignis fatuus." An ignis fatuus is that flitting, phosphorescent light that can sometimes be seen at night, especially over marshy ground that some poor souls have taken to be the light of a welcoming hut or a home, and then plunged forward into danger or destruction. It's also called, on this account, a friar's lantern, especially when it's applied to a person who is deluding or misleading. Matthew Henry continues, "It is sad when the spirit of a man that should be the candle of the Lord is an ignis fatuus, when the leaders of the people cause them to err, for then they that are led of them are destroyed." Isaiah chapter 9 verse 16. He goes on to say that an error in the practical judgment is fatal. It is that which calls evil good and good evil. And he's quoting there from Isaiah 5 and verse 20. Measured by his recent statements about the proposed visit of the Pope to Ireland, Reverend John Dunlop, former moderator of the Presbyterian Church in Ireland, certainly qualifies as an ignis fatuus. Dunlop has been wheeled out to give a ringing endorsement of the man, his mission and his message, telling us he should come to Northern Ireland as well, and the Protestant churches should welcome a visit from Pope Francis. He's written a marvellous little book called The Joy of the Gospel, and I commend that to all my friends. It's a book that they ought to read. Mr. Dunlop is deluding. He is misleading. He is the classic case in the spiritual realm of this friar's lantern, an ignis fatuus. The Pope's book that Reverend Dunlop so wholeheartedly recommends, The Joy of the Gospel, displays a complete lack of understanding of what the true Christian gospel really is. The Pope's gospel is a social gospel, whereby people are saved by helping the poor, by getting along with each other, and this carries over into his economic theory that is purely Marxist. And to crown his errors, far from exalting the person and work of our only Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Pope directs his highest praise to Mary. So a treatise on Marxism and Mariolatry it is, but it's absolutely nothing to do with the joy of the Gospel. In calling on people to read this document, and in supporting a visit of the Pope to our shores, John Dunlop is acting as a false light, a foolish, fatal fire that glows over the destructive marshland that's occupied by the Pope. As Henry said, it is sad when the spirit of a man that should be the candle of the Lord is an ignis fatuus. An old saying runs, a light which illuminates centuries must be more than an ignis fatuus. Our nation needs better light than what is coming from this particular friar's lantern, Reverend John Dunlop. In fact, we each need the one who is the source of all true light, and it's his position and offices that the Pope tries to usurp. I am speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ. He himself declared, John 8 and verse 12, "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." With Horatius Bonner we say, "And in that light of life I'll walk till travelling days are done."